So, what was the inspiration for this production? How did it come to be?
Well, I am a lawyer by day, and I recalled reading something about a reverse discrimination action involving teachers. And in connection with reading that, my mind just started to wander, and I started to put my dramatist hat on and wondered, well, what if this were the situation, and what if that were the situation? And I thought, oh, my God, wouldn't it be really interesting if this happened? And I started to speculate on that. And also being a creature of deadlines, I had and still do have a good friend who's also a director. And I've been talking to her, you know, there's this play that I want to write, but I just haven't gotten around to it. And she became aware of a theater that I think it was like a down weekend in between two productions. And somebody was setting up a little festival of like, okay, everybody gets a night or something like that. And she said, okay, I've got a theater. Put up or shut up. And that was, I think, a couple of months off. And I started the plan and said, you know what? You have the theater, you're getting the actors, and I will finish writing this play. And we actually started the rehearsal for the room at 8. What they did was a reading. And then we started the rehearsals for the reading before I finished the play. And I ended up kind of not working with, but essentially I allowed the actors to inspire me. And they asked questions, and I said, oh, well, that's interesting. Let's put that in the play, too. So I ended up kind of writing it almost on them. And we had a beautiful staged reading of it, and that's how it got started.